family vacation season. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. More than 30 million Americans are on the road this weekend taking family vacations. But unlike when I was growing up, today there's all sorts of technology so you never get lost and the kids never get bored. In the pre-technology days, we just kicked the back of the driver's seat until Dad threatened to pull over and spank us. That's why the emergency lane was invented, by the way, for flat tires and spankings. You know, young people ask me, Dave, what were vacations like when you were a kid? And I tell them, it was a little like being on the lam. We'd all pile into the station wagon, and Dad would drive until he found a motel with a pool and a vacancy sign. And the only trip planning was to follow the billboards to Frontier Town or the mystery caves where water runs uphill. And the only things online were the wet bathing suits hanging over the motel bathtub. The problem with family vacations back then was that being with the family got old pretty quick. But now, thanks to smartphones, kids can spend their vacations texting some predator. The sad thing is that Americans still only take 11 paid vacation days, compared to the Germans and the Brazilians who take 30. I'm always surprised that Brazilians take so much vacation time. If you live in Brazil, aren't you already on vacation? The only place you could go would be someplace worse, right? Then at the other end, there's South Korea, where they only take 6 days on average, and two-thirds of them feel guilty for taking it. That's how much they love making our smartphones. And thank goodness for those smartphones, because give a kid a smartphone and you'll never have to spank him in the emergency lane. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.